In France, car commercials will be required to tell you to take a walk. And Pabst Blue Ribbon has to delete a very salacious tweet. And a South Korean man crossed the armed border in a rare defection to the north. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on the Weird AF News podcast. The only podcast hosted by a young gentleman in a closet. Yes, I'm a gentleman in a closet, which means I'm in this closet sipping tea. Yes, that's right. Teetotaling in a closet. Who's with me? A new law in France will require car commercials to tell people to take their bike or go for a walk, because France cares about the health of their people, I believe. Well, when everybody's smoking as many cigarettes as they're smoking over there, you got to offset it by a walk. It says here, this push comes as the country looks to clean up the transportation emissions in France. Oh, so this is for going green purposes, which is also very healthy. It says here, whether it's cigarettes or alcohol, many governments have legislated that companies must warn the consumers of the negative effects of their products. This is often achieved on packaging, or it's required in the advertising, which is why you see warnings in commercials like, you know, the side effects of those drugs, which are ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. You may experience leaky anal leakage. Leaky anal leakage? Is that one? You may experience death. Or you may experience a sudden need to listen to the Dave Matthews Band, which is probably worse than anal leakage, if we're being honest. Just kidding, guys. Okay, France is now intending to bring measures to the automotive industry. Okay. They're forcing the car makers to supplement advertising with messages about green transportation alternatives. So this starts on March 1st. The legislation is the product of years of lobbying from French environmental groups. Well, it sounds to me like these French environmental groups have a lot of sway in France, more so than the car lobbyists. You would think that the car lobbyists would stop this because they have more money, these car lobbyists, I assume. This would never happen in the States. No way. No way would environmental groups overtake the car lobbyists. Just wouldn't happen. I'm surprised the French environmental groups aren't lobbying for the kids to stop burning their cars on New Year's Eve. You remember yesterday's story about everybody burning up the cars in France on New Year's Eve? Well, go back and listen if you haven't heard it. Yeah, it's a callback to a previous episode. That's what we comedians do. We do callbacks. This new law in France requires the mention of one of three statements in a commercial. For short journeys, walk or cycle. Or, think about carpooling. And then lastly, take public transportation daily. These messages must be included in all advertising, whether print, online, broadcast, radio, or television. The messages must be clearly visible on the screen, or in case of radio ads, be spoken aloud after the ad is finished. So they have to say one of those three lines. It'd be hilarious to see a car commercial, and then at the end, a big message on the screen, take public transportation. In other words, don't buy this thing and drive it to your destination. Take the public transportation. Why don't you just flash in big words at the end? You're killing the planet, asshole. Why don't you just do that? I'm sorry for swearing. It says here, they're also required to be displayed in certain contexts. Doesn't say what those contexts are. I guess it's advertising. That's the context. This is part of a wider push to cut down on transport emissions in France, apparently, with private cars making up a full 15% of the country's greenhouse gas output. The country has already pledged to end the sale of gas and diesel-powered cars by 2040, while the city of Paris has banned older, more polluting vehicles from the city center. Well, you know, we're moving to electric vehicles anyways, so you won't have to do this with the commercials forever. Speaking on the legislation, the Minister for the Ecological Transition of France, Barbara, she highlighted that a multi-pronged approach was required to clean up transport. Decarbonizing transportation is not just switching to electric vehicles, she says. It also means using, when possible, public transportation or cycling or walking your ass all around France. So she addresses my electronic vehicle situation. It's just not enough, apparently. I want you to get out there and walk. It actually does you good to walk. I don't know if you guys walked recently. It's lovely. I don't know, maybe you live in Wisconsin, you can't just go out for a walk without your skin hurting this time of year. So sorry. January in Wisconsin, so sorry. Or in Canada. Oh, my lovely Canadians. Big supporters of the show. I feel for you guys this time of year. I really do. It says here, this is a change that won't directly cut carbon emissions by any means. However, it looks to serve as a way for the French government to push this message that automotive emissions are a negative thing that must be curtailed by multiple different means. Whether the push will see a change in French driving habits will remain to be seen. Well, I mean, you really got to tell the French to stop smoking all those cigarettes if you really want to help the environment. I mean, just tackle that one first. The cigarette smoking is probably 10 times the carbon emissions of vehicles in France. This is my guess. I love moves like this, though. I think advertising is a little, in general, scrupulous. Is that a word? Yeah, scrupulous. Or evil. Let's just say it. Advertising is evil. So when I see legislation that restricts advertising or, you know, shows some power over advertising, I like that. We have no power over advertising in this country. You're allowed to do whatever the hell you want. You can make a commercial with the message, it's more important to buy beer than toilet paper with your last $4. Like, that's a commercial I've seen. Like, it's just unbridled commercialism in the U.S., which is problematic because some people are not bright here. Many people aren't bright here, and they're very susceptible to messages in these advertisements, and as are children. So it's a shame. So I like this kind of stuff. Will it work? Who knows? Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer company, apologizes for a very scandalous tweet this New Year's. And if you have children in the room, I just want to give you a heads up. There's going to be some salacious language in this one. 3 days into the new year, and we already have an issue with the brand, Pabst Brewing Company apologized for a string of crude tweets. It began right after New Year's with an initial tweet on Pabst Blue Ribbon's verified Twitter account that said, "Not drinking this January? Try eating ass!" Exclamation. Not drinking this January, try eating ass. I don't even know what that means. If you're not drinking, try eating ass. Is that? I mean, I don't know. What is the message there? Like, they're not mutually exclusive. It's like, you can also eat ass while you drink. I mean, I don't understand this message, but it's very wild. Like, I don't know. Did somebody hijack their Twitter account? No, apparently not. Because within a few hours, they deleted it. They had to apologize. Here's what they say. "We apologize about the language and the content of our recent tweet. This was written in poor judgment by one of our associates. In no way does the content of the tweet reflect the values of Pabst or our associates. We're handling the matter internally and have removed the tweet from our social platforms. No, it doesn't reflect our values. We don't believe in eating ass in January, only in the summertime. We love swamp ass around here, and at Pabst Blue Ribbon, we believe you should dive right in. Nothing like a nice bum to dive right in in a muggy July in Florida." This is very weird that you would tweet this. I really don't understand how this could happen. And of course, Pabst has many fans, because Pabst is probably the official beer of every dive bar in the middle of this country. So the fans were celebrating the edgy approach. The edgy approach to what? I don't even understand the message. Many people berated the brand for poor taste as well. Some Twitter users took the opportunity to troll the low-price legacy brand head-on with comments such as, "PBR or ass? What's the difference?" To which Pabst responded, "Ask your mom." Come on. Wow. Pabst was on it. "Ask your mom." Well, they don't give a damn. Who got a hold of this Twitter account for a couple hours right after New Year's? That's just unbelievable, man. This beer really is just taking swings. Apparently, the brand's Twitter account replied to a lot of these tweets that they were getting. Oh, man. It says here, boundary pushing is nothing new for Pabst Blue Ribbon's social media voice. So I didn't know that. They've done this kind of stuff before. This is the first time the marketing team has walked itself back, though. The brand frequently aligns itself with rats on Instagram and even gave out its own Ratty Awards at the end of 2021. That kind of makes me like Pabst a little bit more. The fact that they would attack people that were attacking them too, I find hilarious. So, yeah, why don't you ask your mom about eating butt? It's so funny. You guys in other countries know about Pabst Blue Ribbon. We also call it PBR. That's for short, PBR. It's a very popular, cheap beer that actually tastes like you're eating ass. It absolutely does, but you can get through it if you take a couple shots beforehand. That's what I find is the best approach to drinking Pabst. Take like three shots of whiskey, then have your first Pabst, and then you're okay. You are going to have a hangover like you never believed, though, because this beer is, I don't know what's in it, but I don't think it's all natural. I don't even think it's made with real water. I think it's made with rat urine or something, because the hangovers are just so bad, so bad. And some of you a few weeks ago sent me hangover cures because I was extremely hungover, and I appreciate that. Just want to let you know.
Yay!
A South Korean man defected to the North. Can't believe it, man. What are you doing? This guy is the guy visually impaired or just drunken New Year's shenanigans? You just wake up on the wrong side of this border. You don't want to wake up on the North on this border. You do not. It says here, a South Korean man has crossed the heavily fortified border in a rare defection to North Korea, according to South Korea's military. This happened over the weekend. My goodness. They carried out a search operation after detecting that the person was on the eastern side of the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. Here's a quote from the JCS. We've confirmed that the person crossed the military demarcation line border about 10:40 p.m. and defected to the north. Can you just cross the line up there? Like, is it that easy? Oh, that's not good. Yeah, because you might get lost, man. Or maybe you're chasing a Pokemon. Next thing you know, you're in North Korea. Ah, man, what happened? How does this happen? The Joint Chiefs of Staff added that they couldn't confirm whether the person was alive or not. They sent a notice to the North via a military hotline asking for protection. How much is that going to work, though? You call over to the North. Hey, you got one of our guys over there. Could you not, I don't know, put him in a prison, kill him? Just kind of hold on to him there. Find out if he's got some sort of mental issue right now. And I mean, maybe he had a fight with the wife. You got to have quite a fight with your wife to defect to North Korea, but it's quite possible. There's been people I've wanted to get far away from where I would consider going to the North, crossing that armed border. It says here, the border crossing, which is illegal in South Korea, came as North Korea carries out strict anti-coronavirus measures since shutting borders in early 2020, though it has not confirmed any infections. Yeah, they don't confirm anything up there, do they? They don't even confirm whether they're all alive. So it's illegal in South Korea to go across to North Korea. Is that what's happening? Or are they saying it's illegal for North Koreans to come into South Korea? Like, how does this work? I'd imagine it's illegal both ways, correct? But how does this guy just fall over the border? Like, how does this happen? Seems very strange. It says a public and political uproar emerged after North Korean troops shot dead a South Korean fisheries official who went missing at sea in September. Okay, so they apparently just shoot people coming into their zones. That's not okay. 2 months earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared a national emergency and sealed off a border town after a North Korean defector who he said had COVID symptoms illegally crossed the border into the North from the South. The North's prolonged lockdowns and restrictions on interprovincial movement have also pushed the number of North Korean defectors arriving in the South to an all-time low. Cross-border relations soured after denuclearization. I can't read this article. This is difficult with all these big words. That's why I steer clear of political and serious stories. There's words in here like Pyongyang. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Is that a type of nuclear warhead? Is that a dish? I have no idea. The situation over there is just out of control. I'm not going to comment on it except for to say I am just glad I'm not over there. And if I was in South Korea, I would make sure that I don't accidentally step over the border. I would make sure that happens. That'd probably be like my number one goal, is to not go over there. You know what I mean? You know, just as my number one goal living in the States is to not go to Florida, as you know. Good luck with your life, man. 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 What's up, y'all? Hey, if you guys want that Good Luck With Your Life, Man techno song that I had made, you can join the Patreon and get that downloaded for free. You can download it for over there. Patreon.com/WeirdAFNews. You can support the show. You can support the show in other ways, too, like Teresa Lamar did. Oh, yeah, Teresa Lamar sending me some cash for the holidays, for the new year. She sent it to my PayPal, which is at FunnyJones. It's FunnyJones@gmail, I should say. FunnyJones@gmail is my PayPal. Teresa Lamar sent me some cash, and she wrote one message. Just, good luck with your life, man. That's it. Good luck with your life, man. Teresa, if you don't have that track, I'm going to email it to you. I don't believe you're a patron, so I will email you this track, and you can have it forever. You can listen to it. Good luck with your life, man. Although, I mean, listening to it more than two times might drive you insane, I admit. I don't know. I thought it'd be fun to make that for the people. We made it for the people. Yes. We also have, what do we have here? We got a nice review on Amazon by MusicMan563. MusicMan563, so grateful that you gave me 5 stars. That just makes me so pleased when I get 5 stars. The most is 5. That's why I get so happy with the 5. It says here, laugh out loud funny. I listen every day and love it. Great way to get your day started with some laughs and weird news from around the world. Even has some great musical moments. Thank you, Music Man. Appreciate that. I assume you're a music individual, so coming from you, it's a big compliment that you would compliment my musical moments. And occasionally, first of all, sometimes I sing these ridiculous parodies. Usually it's old school music. Those of you who know, you know, you really know, and you appreciate that. And occasionally I pick up the guitar and just improvise a song based on the stories, like I did that in Florida. Oh, but I did that Florida Christmas song a couple weeks ago, which if anybody would like that, just email me. I'll send that to you as well. I really need to re-record it in a proper studio setting, some of these songs that I've made, because they don't sound so great. They sound good, but they're just like the quality of the recording is like kind of blah, because I just do it on the floor in my bedroom. So, Music Man, you got a studio I could come to? We could put some of these songs on wax. It's the new style. 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. When I'm on the mic, suckers run. You guys know this one? Okay, good. All right, I've done too much here. By the way, I love reviews. You can leave them, and ratings as well. You can now leave me ratings on Spotify. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, just click on rate. And you can't write anything like a review. You can just click on the stars. So it's just 5 stars on there would be tremendous. I'm up to, I think, 11 or 12 ratings on Spotify. It'd be pretty cool if we could push it to like 14 or so. That'd be pretty dope. You got to set goals for yourself, guys. Nobody else is going to set the goals for you. You got to do it yourself. Sometimes you got to keep the bar low. You know, you got to keep the bar low. You're going to be like, okay, if I can get like 3 ratings, that'd be pretty sweet. Maybe like, if I could just stay in South Korea and not go to North Korea. That's my goal. Just stay in the South, not go to the North. If I could just stay out of Florida, pretty good goal. Just keep the bar low. All right. I'm just being stupid. All right. If you guys want to join the Patreon or do whatever, go to weirdafnews.com. Check that out. Follow me on Instagram at Funny Jones. You can drop me a message and all that. Appreciate y'all. Lastly, one big shout out to Everett, who called the show a couple times. He gave me some dating advice. This is a 6-year-old that really knows what's going on in the world. So I appreciate Everett. And so big shout out to Everett, and a happy new year to you, Everett. Keep calling, buddy. You guys can call the show as well.
646-450-2012. Why don't you start by going around the world and try finding a dull area so you can get married, okay? And do that with your life, man, Jonesy.
Top of the morning to you, Jonesy. This is Patrick O'Shaughnessy. And on New Year's Eve, I heard you say on your podcast, hey, if you'd like to support your favorite podcast, click on the link to weirdafnews.com, and you can come to my website and donate to your favorite podcast comedian and make a donation to support your favorite podcaster. So that's exactly what I did. I went to your website, and when I was there, I saw, click on the banner, and I saw another thing that said, click here to buy me a cup of coffee. And I also saw, click here to make a PayPal donation. And all these things to support Jonesy. Now, Jonesy, you may have figured out by now that I'm from Ireland. Yeah, what's in that name? Ire, the land of ire. I'm from the land of ire. And ire means wrath. And ire means anger. And ire means fury. And ire means temper. And I just get angry and angry and angry because nowhere was there a link to click on to go to Joe Rogan's podcast to support my favorite podcast. Now, Jonesy, forgive me there for getting my ire up. And I just have to say, Jonesy, Jonesy, I tease because I love. I tease because I love. That's right. That's right, Jonesy. You're my favorite Boston comedian, not that piece of shite, Joe Rogan. Come on, ivermectin for COVID-19. What kind of guy makes that kind of recommendation? Ivermectin, what am I, a fucking sheep? Come on, I wouldn't donate one of my crops to that guy. What am I, some kind of fucking farm animal? What are you gonna do with ivermectin? Okay, 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 okay. All right, calm yourself down. Calm, calm, calm. Green fields, furry sheep. Calm myself down. Blue skies, Ireland, Ireland, the shamrocks. Okay, Jonesy, I have to apologize again for letting my ire get up. That Joe Rogan. Anyway, I had to make a joke, Jonesy, just to get the new year off to a start. Yes, you're my favorite podcaster, Jonesy. No need to worry, but I just thought a little joke to get the air off to the start might be a nice little thing to do. Anyway, I made me joke.